Good morning, everyone. It's another beautiful day to be alive. The Bible says this is the day the Lord hath made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. So let's rejoice and just have a good time for that opportunity. Well, we're still in the house, and Lord willing, I'll get out of this moon boot and we'll get back to recording in the bush. The Lord knows. I'm just praying that that's what takes place. Well, if you recall, last week we started a bit of a revolution, and it was a revolution of the positive. Now, let me ask you, how are you going with that? Have you had some wins? Have you had some failures? Well, me too. I've had both. But I personally believe anything worth doing is worth putting in the work and making the effort to get it done. Now I want to return to the thing that started our journey, or at least it did for me, and that's our goal, or my goal, for 2022. Let me read that to you. Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. And that's by St. Francis de Sales. Listen, I personally believe to maintain a quiet spirit and that inner peace, that I will most certainly need a positive attitude to pull that off. I don't think it's even remotely possible to have a negative attitude and remain calm with a quiet spirit. So last week I gave you a tool on how to achieve that. The first thing is to keep a very strong focus on our Creator God. And to do this, the Apostle Paul said for us to take everything with thanksgiving to our God, and He will give us peace. It's a pretty emphatic statement. So simply stated, prayer and thanksgiving are important tools for keeping a positive spirit. Then we looked at David. And you know his stories. David went through some really, really, really difficult times. But he was a master of keeping his focus squarely upon God, and God would work everything out for him. He knew that, so he kept his focus on God. So today, I want to give you another tool, and that tool is gratitude and thankfulness. Well, let's jump in, but first let's pray. Father, thank you for the day you've made. It's another wonderful day to be alive. There's so much that we should be grateful for. So help us, Lord, to focus for a few minutes on gratefulness and thanksgiving. So, Father, sharpen our minds. We ask that you'll let us just comprehend this important concept. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we all know that gratitude and praise are central themes throughout the whole Bible. In Chronicles, we find, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples." Then David said in Psalm 7, "I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of his name of the Lord Most High." And then David says in Psalms 34, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." And this goes on and on and on throughout the Bible, and particularly in the book of Psalms. Now, let's go over to the New Testament. Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice." And then there's 1 Thessalonians 5. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So you get the picture. At least for the Christian, gratitude and praise and thanksgiving are some things that we should be doing all the time. Now, here's the big question. Do we? So come on now. Are we always grateful and thankful for the things going in our life? Well, if you're like me, you need a little bit of work on your attitude of gratitude. So let's do that today. But first, let me show you the fabulous benefits of being a thankful person. Gratitude can improve your immune system. Gratitude can help you sleep longer and more deeply. Gratitude increases our resilience. It's a wonderful medication to help us recover from difficult times. Gratitude reduces loneliness and improves relationship. So gratitude is a great medicine for the for our physical and our mental health. Oh, and please remember, we don't need a script. It's not going to cost you anything to get a hold of this wonderful medication of gratitude. It's completely free to whoever wants to take it. So how do we get there? Well, first and foremost, you and I have to want to change. We have to want to do something differently. Maybe we're tired of where we are and we want to move forward. You see, we can't change anything if we go and do the same old thing. We need to change some things about our thinking and our actions. Well, Paul said in Romans chapter 12, that we can figure out God's will for us only by renewing our minds to His desire. That's a change of the mind. I personally believe that God wants His kids to have peace and joy. So it's about time we move towards that, even if it means changing our minds about some things and changing some of the things that we do. Okay, I think the first step in the process is fairly simple. As you write down, as you sit down in the morning and drink your coffee or tea or just relaxing, write down five things that you're grateful for and then review them throughout the day. Well, you may think it's a little bit difficult to come up with five things that you're grateful for. Well, let me give you a few. First, the fact that you got out of bed this morning is an amazing thing. A lot of things have to go right for you to get out of bed. Secondly, fresh air. We have some of the freshest air anywhere. I go out on the patio sometimes in the morning and just to do some deep breathing in the air feels and smells so good. We should be grateful for fresh air. And then we should be grateful for the food that we eat. A lot of people don't have it, but I think most of us have plenty of what we want to eat. And here's another one. We should be grateful that we can even think and reason, and all of us can do that. We should be grateful for that. And lastly, we should be grateful that we can talk. That's right. There's a lot of things have to happen, right, for us to be able to talk, and we should be grateful for that. So we've already listed five things that we can be grateful for, and I'll just bet you that you can add to that. Now, the next step I think we need to make is to make a gratefulness or a gratitude journal and write down those things or type down those things that you're grateful for. And you would be amazed at how much writing or typing imprints that grateful attitude upon your mind and your spirit. Let's talk about the way we think, which in many times is our greatest downfall. Number one, grateful people don't expect that life is going to give them everything they want. You see, We all want the best. But the truth is, bad things often happen to good people. And you just can't get around that. We just have to accept that sometimes, regardless of our attitude, that life is just going to be life. But remember, gratefulness is not about what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens. Chuck Swindoll says life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you respond to that. That's a powerful phrase. Let's look at Paul. We all know that the Apostle Paul went through some real battles in life, but there is something that he learned from all of it. Go with me to Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. Paul writes, "Now that I am speaking, not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content." He says, "I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need." You see, in the good and the bad, Paul could be contented. But there is one very important word that he says, and it means so much. He says, "I learned to be contented." You see, contentment is not something that comes naturally. Contentment is gained by learning how to respond to difficult situations. Now let me ask you, or may I ask myself, have we learned contentment? The next thing is grateful people have hope. And we all know that hope is the hallmark of Christianity. Regardless of circumstances, we can have hope because we know who holds or controls our circumstances. So do you see why it is so utterly important that we have a strong and clear focus on God? Next, grateful people have healthy thinking habits. One man said, "Think straight, feel great." You see, there is no room for stinking thinking. Let me give you some examples of wrong thinking. Sometimes you may get frustrated or angry and you say, "I can't stand that." Well, instead, change it and say, "This is a difficult time right now, but I believe it will get better." You see the difference? And another one, you may get upset at someone and say, "You always do that. I've done that many times." Well, why not change your thinking and say, "Yes, you made a mistake this time, but I believe you'll do better. I'm sure of it." You see, all-consuming phrases will just tear us down. We need to start looking for the positive in every negative. That's what grateful people do. And next on our list, grateful people define their self-worth by their determination and their dreams, not their regrets and disappointments. Listen, a grateful mindset has no room with low self-esteem. Grateful people always push themselves to see a positive outcome in every situation. That way we can be positive and hopeful about ourselves. Grateful people are never defined by their regrets or failures. They are defined by their hopes and dreams. Think about that. Let me read it to you again. Grateful people are never defined by their regrets or failures. Those things are gone. They are defined by their hopes and dreams. That's looking forward. But you see, that is the benefit of real God-focused hope. Remember, Paul prayed in Romans chapter 15, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. You see, I believe it's God's desire for us to have hope. And with hope, we can be people of gratitude. So how are you going? What do you think? Are you ready to start that journey toward a grateful attitude, which in turn will bring us that peaceful and calm spirit? Remember the tools that will get us there. First, prayer and thanksgiving are valuable tools to living a positive, peaceful life. Secondly, having a strong focus on the power of God to look after us. This is no more than just completely trusting God to do what He knows to do in our life, and He will do it. Next, we need to develop that attitude of gratitude. Gratitude is one of the best medicines for our physical and our mental health. So, and our whole journey will start with simply writing down 5 things in the morning that we're grateful for and reviewing them throughout the day. In closing, just in case you're having a hard time finding something to be grateful for, I want to show you a video of some people who have found things to be grateful for in very, very difficult circumstances. But first, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this direction that you've laid on my mind and heart. Father, help us to be grateful people, people of thanksgiving and praise. And we're just grateful for the things that's going on in our lives, regardless of if they're difficult or easy. Father, help us to be grateful people. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
So many times when we talk about Thanksgiving, we picture the perfect family sitting around the perfect meal, but that's not everyone's reality. And what's really important is not perfection, but thankfulness. So I'm here with Darren, and we are downtown, and I'm curious, Darren, how long have you been homeless?
About 4 or 5 years.
I have been on the street for probably about 3 months now.
Okay, so this is really new for you then. So Sylvester, how long have you been homeless or out on the streets, man?
Since July.
So what was it that led you to being homeless since July?
I lost my job.
Well, I was in drug addiction for years.
Well, I mean, I've spent a lot of time in prison. Okay. So that took away a lot of my life, but...
Was it drug related or?
Basically drug related, pretty much, yeah. So, you know,
how many years you do?
All in all, in and out, 16.
Holy cow. What was your best Thanksgiving ever that you remember?
Oh, man. Thanksgiving?
Yeah. What's the best one?
It was the year that my daughter was born.
Oh, wow. What's her name?
Jennifer.
Okay. How old is she now?
13.
Do you see her at all?
Every now and then I do.
89, because that's like my last father's Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you got to spend Thanksgiving with him.
Thanksgiving is, that's when my grandmother was living, and she would say, everybody come. No matter, like Big Mama's house.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My grandma was Big Mama.
Big Mama, okay.
You bringing you and the kids and everybody coming on, we're going to eat and we're going to fellowship with each other. And that was what really taught me about Thanksgiving.
It's tough. Maybe you're not going to. Do you think you'll see her at all this year?
Yeah, I'm going home this year.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So what are you thankful for this year?
That I get to see her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And look at that smile, man. You have such crazy joy just emanating from you. You're the perfect person to ask, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my family and for my friends and that I do have a place to stay at in this ridiculous weather.
Just the friends I have when I come down here or under the bridge on Tuesday nights.
What are you thankful for, Clarence?
I'm thankful for my family and the Lord. You know, I have to learn to love the Lord.
Is there anything, Randy, you know, we're coming up into Thanksgiving and that time where, you know, Thanksgiving and what people are thankful for looks a little different to everybody. Is there something that you're thankful for?
Yeah, I'm thankful for waking up every day.
What am I thankful for?
Uh-huh.
To be alive.
I thank the Lord for all the blessings there and the mercy and the grace that he gives us.
What's something, Jimmy, that this year you're thankful for?
I'm alive and well. Even though the streets, it's been hard, it hadn't brought me down. I'm alive and still have hope.